Welcome to the messy middle. My name is Brittany Shakti Lynch. I go by many names. I am a woman of many faces and many shapes. I am a shape-shifting, water-loving, splish-splashing, emotional, embodied, beautiful, expressive projector. I am a Pisces sun, Capricorn moon, Taurus rising, and I somehow, through a stroke of fate, a diligence and determination to being a good person, and a commitment to seeing and loving every and all part of myself and the rest of humanity, get to be sitting here on this side of the microphone today, delivering a liminal tribute, a tribute to the liminal and a liminal tribute of what has gone on over the last 7 years. From the time I first sat down at my computer and Googled how to start a blog to this very moment at 11:19 p.m. on October 22nd, 2025. As I start to connect the dots and help you see the vision and help you see what I see and help you understand how I got from talking to a bunch of women who say to me and said to me, I feel like a second class citizen in my own home. I feel invisible. I feel like an outsider. I feel like a glorified maid. I feel like an unpaid babysitter. How did I get from those complaints to becoming the president of an internationally rooted peace foundation? How do I get from my partner's kids won't even look at me, my partner's kids don't respect me, to having a recipe for world peace that begins in your kitchen, that begins in your living room, that begins in your bedroom, that begins on your front porch? How does that happen? Honestly, I'm still asking myself that very same question. And over the next couple of weeks, until the Scorpio full moon 2025, is when we are going to be releasing season three, the first episode of season three of none other than the original. The gal who got us here in the first place, Queen of Your Castle, is coming back for season three. And before season three makes a whole lot of sense, if you've been listening to me for a while, if you've been following me for a while, hello, I love you so much. I'm so happy that I am in your ears right now, and we're walking your dog or driving to work or running on the treadmill or doing whatever it is that we're doing. If we've never met before, then I'm so grateful to have the privilege of your attention and your time. And I trust with everything inside of myself that if you listen to the episodes in this podcast, your life has no choice but to exponentially improve. And that is no matter how amazing it is right now. The things we talk about, the people that come into our world, the medicine that we offer, it is really unparalleled. And it feels so good to be able to be sitting in such a confident place with a body of work that I have been wondering, is this legit? Seeing it work in people, you know, seeing it work in people and simultaneously pushing the edges of science and pushing the edges of evidence-based practice. And learning to trust your confidence, learning to trust your competence, and developing confidence in your competence, because your body of work has rippled through and changed hundreds and thousands of lives today, tomorrow, and the future. So today's episode, I thought I would start at the beginning. And the beginning is the inception of Step Queen and the idea for this blog. And I'm going to talk about where the idea came from and why I chose to write a blog and how I ended up there, and some really important conversations about what it means to be a thought leader and what it means to speak your truth and what it means to hold fast to your truth when your truth is contrary to what popular ideology says. So I'm going to cut you into the recording now. And I recorded today's messy middle episode from the mess, from the middle, from my bathtub. Number one, because that is when inspiration hit. Number two, because like I said, I am water and I am very receptive when I am in the water. And so I have a lot of ideas come to me and through me when I am in the water. So I do a lot of writing and a lot of speaking actually from the bath. Ask my team how many meetings I've taken from the bathtub. I do that. And I want to be able to be transparent about the process of what is involved to literally being the president of a foundation that is changing the face of relationships globally as we know them for the better. And it is not polished. It is not perfect. It is not perfect childcare. It is not a perfect idea from the get-go. It is a dream, like you're about to hear, that was put on my heart a long time ago, like you're about to hear. And the courage to sit down at a keyboard, the courage to sit down in front of somebody and look them in the eyes, the courage to sit in front of the mirror and speak out loud the thing that you are terrified to speak out loud, because you do not realize how starved we are for truth in our society. You do not realize how starved we are for love in our society. And truth is a precursor for love. So I'm going to cut you into this episode here. If you are inside of the Peace Palace, I'm going to give you an extended version. If you are a Peace Avenger, then you will know all of the behind the scenes of what is going on. If you would like to come into our ecosystem and get more up close and personal and more cuts and more bloopers and more teachings, you may read my book, Step Families in Bloom. It's a masterpiece. My first of many books that will be coming out. If you have not read it yet, then now is your chance. I'll make sure I have that linked in so you can go ahead and read the book and find your way into our app and start to consume more of our content and stay involved. Otherwise, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. Thank you so much for leaving a rating and a review. It really helps us out. Especially we're going to be talking about, if you see some of the comments on here about me stealing people's money and swindling them out of their money, we're going to be talking about all of that as well. So full transparency, full lessons learned, no hard feelings whatsoever. I'm so excited actually to talk about some of the really hard things that past clients said to me and the ways that those improved, the way that I show up as a practitioner and the way that really helped me anchor into my own integrity. And my own integrity is a big reason that I'm sitting here having this conversation with you today, because it's very important that we have more of these conversations. So if you are not in my ecosystem yet, then the bare minimum to come in and get closer is, of course, to put me in your ears right now. And then it's just like having me in your living room, right? Your attention and your intention is the greatest currency of all. Your attention and your intention is the greatest gift of all. If you'd like to get closer, I have a book. If you'd like to get closer still, we have a group coaching program called the Peace Palace, where you come in and learn how to regulate your nervous system and live without the negative experiences of being triggered or angry or resentful or disconnected. Okay. If you are interested in being a thought leader, if you are already a thought leader, if you have a message in your heart brewing that you are looking to communicate, the best place to find me is on Instagram. Otherwise, I'm pretty hard to reach. Instagram or on the phone in real life. So Instagram, you can find me at Brittany Shakti. And now we're going to go listen to me in the bathtub. I love you so much. This is in no way, shape, or form meant to alienate anyone's right to express themselves to be exactly who they are. You, every single person on this earth, you deserve that. You're not just entitled to it. You deserve that. You deserve freedom of speech. You deserve freedom of expression. You deserve freedom of gender. You deserve freedom from labels and categories. You deserve that. That's a very fun place to live. That's where I'm recording this episode from today. Right? And I've gotten here because once upon a time, I believed in myself and a dream that I had when I was 5 years old to be a writer, right? When I was 5 years old and I wrote my first story in kindergarten because I could already read, right? All the other kids are learning their ABCs, but I could already read.
And so I had a teacher's assistant take me out of class and write a story with me about Hawaii. And ever since that moment, I wanted to be a writer when I was 5 years old. And now I get to be a writer. I get to write all kinds of amazing things. And when I was in high school, my English teacher, God love you, my English teacher let me skip Shakespeare, let me skip curriculum. And instead, he put me in a private, like, work office and just told me to write. He's like, I don't care what you write, just write. And he pretty much begged me. He's like, please don't go to the sciences, you know. When I told him I wanted to be a pediatrician, he's like, don't go to the sciences. And I was like, well, you know, but I want to save babies. I want to help babies, you know. How am I going to help babies as a writer? I couldn't see it when I was that young. You know, and that's okay. I had to go through everything that I've gone through to get to this place. I'm so grateful. I have had such an adventure. My life has been such an adventure. Sarah says to me all the time, like, you're such just like an interesting person. Like, you've done like crazy stuff. And to me, it's all I've ever known. And also, I really do got a lot of good tales, don't I? I've seen a lot of things in my short few years of millennial existence, and I love that for me because I love living and I love experiencing, and wouldn't you know, that's what I came here to do, and maybe that's what you came here to do too, you know, is experience life as life is meant to be lived, unapologetically, fully in love, fully in truth, fully in expression, fully in yourself, right? fully in life. Where else in life are you fully in? Where else in life are you fully out? Where else in life are you half in, half out? Right? All good questions to ask ourselves on a regular basis. Right? I'm no different than you. I've just been doing this work in a very specific and focused, laser focused way for a long time. That's why I'm an expert at it. But you could be an expert at it too if you did the same thing. I'm not special. I'm just focused on something that I'm very passionate about and that my heart won't let me skip over, right? Something that has been pulling at me over and over and over and over and over and over and over again since I was 5 years old, since I first had this little zap of electricity in my heart. When I had my first miraculous discovery, when I was writing my very first story. Maybe you've heard me tell this story before. I just need to have a drink of water. Oh, I love water so much. Wow, so good. Spring water we collected, we harvested yesterday for the new moon, for our ceremony. But I digress. I knew that when I was 5 years old, I had this dream on my heart to be a writer. And through the way that conditioning does, I got to the other side of high school. And I'll tell the story another time, but I ended up going not even to be a pediatrician, which was my lifelong dream, which was the reason I started volunteering on the pediatric unit when I was 14 years old. You know, I wanted to be a pediatrician since I learned what that was. I wanted to help babies all over the world since I was about 7 or 8, and I saw my first World Vision commercial and was moved by that. And I wanted to be a writer since I was like 5. You know, those blocks have always been there for me, and wouldn't you know it, here I am on the other side of being me again for some good time now, to be in some great momentum and to feel really good and confident and embodied in that from like a really beautiful high-rise sky cloud level view, like literally, figuratively, physically, genuinely, in all expressions of the word perspective. You know, I know that mine continues to expand, and the more my perspective continues to expand, the more the perspective of entire consciousness, that's how it works, right? The more that we all expand together, the more we all expand together. A rising tide lifts all the ships. So I end up becoming a registered nurse. And now let me tell you what, some of my very favorite people in the whole entire world are registered nurses. And I have worked with some of the most extraordinary people who have taught me so much about what it means to be an amazing human, a compassionate caregiver, ethical, responsible, practical, reasonable, how to exercise discretion between policy and practicality. I've learned a lot from some very brilliant practitioners in this space, and for that I'm very grateful. I've had some very great mentors over the years in the medical field. And as a thought leader, I think that it is extremely important to have an adherence to a code of ethics that is grounded in some sort of practicality, because thought leadership does push the edges of science. It is easy to be discredited, right? And it is easy for anyone to say anything, and we all have a right to say anything. And our truth is medicine. And I'm about to show you how Step Queen got me from truth that, looking back on, I might not have said the same way, right? But at the time was my truth. And at the time was exactly what I needed to be saying to the exact people who needed to be hearing it, for me to be standing here right now saying, I think I know what to do about world peace. And genuinely, confidently, in my bones, believe that I do. That I believe that peace on earth begins with peace at home, and that I have a recipe to help that happen within a generation. And isn't that amazing? We get to turn the soil. Let's plant some amazing seeds. I've been working on a hybrid in my laboratory, in my peace laboratory. And it came in the version of truth. And it came in the version of truth that maybe needed a spoonful of sugar that wasn't given. And because of that, it landed in a way that got sticky in somebody's mind enough that it crumbled their worldview enough that they said, okay, maybe this person knows something I don't know about the world. And because of that, I continued, and because I was trained as a registered nurse, and because I learned from some amazing nurse practitioners, physicians, surgeons, other registered nurses, other licensed practical nurses, healthcare aides, all healthcare providers. You know, I've seen some really extraordinary leadership in the healthcare community, and I want to make that very clear, that my decision to step out of the scope of registered nurse has nothing to do with my distrust in nurses as human people being good people, right? Or physicians. This is never an attack on the people. This is always an invitation to ask ourselves, what are we afraid of saying out loud, and who are we protecting with our fear? That's on purpose, right? Whatever we protect with our fear is there on purpose. Somebody put that there so that you wouldn't say the thing on your heart, right? Fear is a control mechanism. We talk about all of this inside of all of my work, right? This is why we do not condone, promote, agree with, speak favorably upon parenting through coercive, violent, disciplinarian methods, right? We parent with presence, she says, as her daughter watches TV. And also, sometimes it's okay when you are the only care provider to take space when you can, and do what you can, and do your best, and let your best be good enough. And I began my Step Queen blog when I was on maternity leave from a registered nursing job. And I loved that job. I was working at Redwater. I was working at NWR. I was working with the honestly, like, such a dream team of people. And I started the Step Queen blog when I was on maternity leave with my son, Rory, who is about to turn 8 in less than a couple of months. And that is just a wild thought for me, because that means it's been almost 9 years since his body has been either in or around me. And I say, you know, I always wanted to be a writer. Now that I'm on maternity leave, I really don't have any excuse, you know? Like, I do have a lot of time on my hands. Rory and I were alone a lot. you know, Rory's dad worked away for work at the place that he and I met, actually, you know, just away from town, away from home. And so I thought, you know, a good outlet for me that I could do around a baby would be to write, a good creative outlet for me to find my way into. And I was like, maybe I'm not ready for a book, but a blog I can probably do. So I Googled, how do you start a blog? I didn't know anything about affiliate links. I didn't know anything about like how pages were ranked on Google and which things I should read in order to like know if I'm being sold to or know if I'm actually like reading something that I can make a decision with. Right, I just went down the rabbit hole and I just followed the trail that was laid out for me instead of overthinking the hell out of it. I just clicked the buttons. I just followed the steps. Anyone would get exactly where I am if they just followed the steps, right? Sarah says all the time, you can't skip the steps. You have to, if you do exactly what I do, you will get exactly where I'm at. And you're not meant to do exactly what I'm doing. Right? You're meant to trust yourself as much as I trust myself so that your life looks like your version of my expression of this, right? Your expression of this at your, right? Wherever. And continuing to expand because we're never there. And like I said, I'm not above anyone. We're not ahead of each other on this journey. We're beside each other. Right? We're walking each other home. We're all walking each other home. And so Step Clean blog, you know, I was like, I've always wanted to be a writer. So how do I start a blog? Google, boop. So I follow the rabbit hole. And out I pop the other side with this blog, stepqueen.com, for stepmoms. And I labeled it right away as a movement, you know? There was someone in the space who made this post once, and it was like, no, when I grew up, I want to be a stepmom, said no little girl ever. And just rubbed me the wrong way because I thought to myself, why does that have to be that way? Why can't we change that narrative? You know, like what if we were really seen instead of being seen as the villains of our story? What if we really were seen as the queens of our castle? You know, what if we really were seen instead of step monsters, we were seen as step queens, you know, like in order for us to function in a step family, you have to go through some really intense shadow work. You know, stepmotherhood calls a really specific type of person to it, a very specific, very sensitive, very beautiful, very generous, very giving, very sensitive, very, very, very aware, very, very beautiful, generous, loving, compassionate person comes to stepmotherhood. And unless you have been in that role, you cannot possibly begin to understand what that actually means, right? Which is why we need to have compassion for each other's stories instead of trying to judge whose is worse. I'm not saying the role of stepmotherhood is worse than or better than other people. I'm saying that there's a certain set of characteristics that are associated with it that we can't pretend aren't there anymore because there are people who are getting really sick in these family systems. And when I actually zoom out and look at how far it goes, it's not just isolated to stepmotherhood. Because there's a very specific type of person who is attracted to stepmotherhood. And a lot of people in my work shared a very specific type of childhood. They shared a very specific type of youth. They shared a very specific type of early 20s-hood. There are some very specific types of things that happen throughout a timeline of a woman's life that, for lack of a better term, predisposes her to stepmotherhood. And then these women, after trying therapy, after trying counseling, after trying personal development, after trying everything, after going to couples therapy, after standing on their head, trying every way from Tuesday to figure out why is this thing so hard for me, they end up on my doorstep and I teach them what I know. And everything changes and they do become the queens of their castles. They do become a step queen. They do begin to see themselves as the most important person in their home to take care of. You deserve your love the most. This is what I have been teaching in my programs for the last 7 years to women who have never heard that before. Not all of them, some of them. Right? Maybe you've never heard that before. You deserve your love the most. And whether or not you believe me now, you will one day, especially if you keep listening to this. When I say peace on earth begins with peace at home, it's because of the types of people, places, and things that I have observed, not just in my last 7 years as a step family counselor, not just writing a blog, not just deepening my body of work and my body of knowledge and my body of understanding so that I could become a thought leader in this field. And I adhere to a code of ethics, and that's important to me. And that's why I work with Peace Avengers, who are also trained in certain bodies of knowledge that we really appreciate, right? Education and social work and medicine and nursing and art and communication and language. There's so many beautiful ways that we learn to express ourselves as humans, and we deepen ourselves into a specific body of work because there's something in there that pulls to us. And so I work with people who have some sort of experience with expertise in a specific body of work, who also see that there are flaws in the way that systematically that expertise is being distributed, and that a lack of an effective mechanism to be able to distribute that is causing suffering on the human planet, which is preventable if we go upstream far enough. And that's one thing nursing taught me, is how to go upstream and think upstream and be upstream, right? Our medical institutions are collapsing because we're so far downstream trying to put out fires. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't be spending our money where we're trying to spend our money. I don't know anything about any of the budgets. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that what we're doing is not sustainable. And we need to go further ahead. And we need to interrupt the root cause of what is causing today to crumble. We need to let it be messy. We need to let each other be compassionate with each other. We need to let each other love ourselves love ourselves the most. And one of the reasons it's hard to love yourself the most is because other people make it very challenging for you to love yourself. If you love yourself, you are labeled so many things that would make most people curl back inside of themselves. Now that I'm on this side of visibility and this side of fame and this side of fortune and this side of doors open and this side of influence and this side of, you know, the vision, now that I'm on this side, I know to be true to see you tomorrow to let you know.